clearing land. Do you have any recollection of that?
No.
This was cleared.
It was all cleared. You know, this was without trees, more or less a savanna when the pioneers moved in here. I have a letter from one of the people who first came in here and first viewed the Chickasaw land, the Choctaw land, the Indian land. And he mentioned that vast stretches of land of grassland without trees. So, of course, there were trees to clear along the ditch banks and what have you, but it was natural grazing land. It was grassland through here.
What be done with...
Hugh, come in.
The land that was wet, how would that be dealt with, and what was it called? Thank you.
This is Mr. Secretary. Thank you. I'm good, thank you. We're going to be tied up for about an hour, 45 minutes now.
If you had very wet land, what I'm interested in here are the terms marsh and swamp, meadow, and how the land was drained if it needed to be.
We just call it bottom land. Never did refer to, I don't remember the word marshy or marshland or anything like that. We had bottom land or swamp land, but there was no references that I recall to the other.
If you had a wet place, say, just an acre that stood water most of the time, in the field, 40 or 60 acres, would that have a certain name?
It possibly could have, but I would not know. I'm a little alien to the actual contact with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not remember a term applied to that.
And loam? What kind of loam?
Loam would merely signify to me land that was easily cultivated, easily broken up, because. It also implies to me a certain amount of sand in the land.
So not necessarily very rich.
Not necessarily very rich, no.
And meadow and pasture, do those terms?
We never use the word meadow, but a pasture was preferred to all the time. When you had certain areas set aside for the confinement of the cattle and grazing, you had your pasture. And of course, that was corrupted by the tenants and so forth. They never did say pasture. They always said pastor, you know, pastor. Referred to the pasture as a pastor.
Mm-hmm. And the things that you would drain the land into to lead to the creek, would they be called?
They'd be called ditches until they became creek size.
I see. And never canals.
Never canals. Map of the place that we lived on had the ditches, and they were called according to size. It's the little ditch, and they had certain designations, usually related to their size. The big ditch, I knew exactly what they were talking about. That was the main one.
How about branches? You mentioned creeks. Branches?
Small streams, no?
Yes. Would you use branches?
No. Just very occasionally. It was the exception, you know. A branch was used for a small stream, but you speak of a little creek, you know, rather than a branch.
Mm-hmm. And the different terms for fields, let's say, for a garden, a larger area for commercial, and then even a larger one for, say, corn or cotton.
Mm-hmm.
What would terms come to mind for those?
Well, I can't think of so much. We spoke of sections, usually. Now, of course, a section implies a form of measurement of land. But it also used to indicate certain areas by where there was assigned to people to cultivate or what have you. What section do you work means what area, what part of the place.